أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحاقة بالحاقة وما أدراك ما الحاقة. There is the next surah, Surah Al-Haqqa. In the previous surah, Surah Qalam, Allah explained the nubuwwah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and what a great and honorable position Allah had given to him. But the people of Mecca, fast by and large, did not accept him. What their objections were and the answers to that Allah Ta'ala had given, and also shown by historical incidents, the truthfulness of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the pride of man that has got pride, and he does not want to accept the truth. In this surah, the next surah, Al-Haqqa, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explains more of the day of Qiyamah, that how that day of Qiyamah will come in, what a frightening and horrible day it will be, and a person must take cognizance, must think of it, and accordingly correct his life. And for that also Allah Ta'ala explains the incidents of the nations of before. Allah says, Al-Haqqah, wo thabit ho chukne wali, that which is inevitable, which is definitely going to happen, there is no doubt about it, that when it is going to happen, is going to stick to the people in such a way that they will not be able to get away from it at all. That is the day of Qiyamah. Then again Allah Ta'ala asks, in order to arouse our interest and find out and let us become more conscious of what a terrible day that will be, Malhaqqah, kya hai wo sabit ho chukne wali, what is that day which is inevitable, what is that day, what will be the horrors and the terrifying condition on that day. And also we should remember that all this applies to us really. For though it is, the Qiyamah will only come amongst or on the worst of people. But these people, the non-believers, they don't believe in the Quran Sharif. They don't believe in the warnings Allah has sounded about Jahannam, the life in the Qabr. It is the believers who believe. So it is for us, and Allah Ta'ala has done this so that we keep in the middle path. We don't go so much on the hope of Allah that we feel Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim, and we don't do any amal also. And we do as we please, and we hope for the mercy of Allah, which definitely is there. So Allah has reminded us of the other side also, so that we can maintain the middle path. We don't become so hopeful of Allah's mercy that we don't do any amal. And we don't become so afraid of the punishment of Allah Ta'ala that we go into a state of despondency, depression, etc. That we choose the middle path. And then again, for the third time, Allah says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحَاقَ, or تُنَي كِيَا سُوچَا كِيَا هَي وَ ثَابِكْ هُو چُكْنِ وَالِ, what have you thought? What is that? That which is inevitable, which is definitely going to happen, and that which is going to stick to the people in such a way that in no way are they going to get away from it. And also from this, for us we should think, but most probably we won't be living when Qiyamah will come, but our own Qiyamah will come, our maut. And maut also is not so easy. If we have seen any person going through Sakarat, and even small babies, when they go through the Sakarat, how their bodies shake and how it is when that ruh is taken out. When a person is born, that is one time when he goes through a very, very difficult condition, though we are unmindful of it. The other is when a person dies, then also he goes through a very difficult condition. May Allah make it easy for all of us, and that dua we should be making regularly. كذبت ثمود وعاد بالقارعة جتلايا ثمود اور عاد نے اس کوٹ ڈالنے والی کو. The nations of Thamud and the nation of Ad, they falsified and denied that day that is going to come, that crushing hour. That is, that Allah will punish even in this world. And these people were such, these two nations, that they used to claim and say, Man ashaddu minna quwa, who is there that is more powerful than us? We go and we crush everyone. But Allah had shown that when his crushing came, then there was absolutely nothing left of them. They were smashed to smithereens, and there was no sign left of them at all. So from that, we also should understand that what the day of Qiyamah will be, and also what the mort of a person will be. فَأَمَّا ثَمُودُ فَأُهْلِكُوا بِالطَّاغِيَةِ. So wo jo Thamud the, so gharat kar diye gaye uchhal kar. And the people of Thamud, they were destroyed by a terrible upheaval. The earth was shaken upon them, and then there was nothing left of them. Like for the woman of before, when they should clean rice, etc., and they should have that scoop in their hands, and they should shake it, and how all the rice gets shaken, like that the earth will be shaken, and people will be scattered everywhere. Nobody will have any control of anything, and people will just be scattered. This happened already in the time of the people of Thamud, when they were destroyed like this by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And today also, where earthquakes take place, then we cannot imagine what those people go through. We were in one place in South America, and I did not even notice it. But then I saw everyone had frightened looks upon them. According to our environment, I thought perhaps some crooks have come in. Then they asked me, did you not hear the shaking? And they are afraid of earthquakes all the time. And just the slightest little tremor, and it shakes them up. And this was still nothing happened. It was just a little shaking, but how it shook the people up. And when that actual earthquake takes place, the one in Haiti, the one in Kashmir recently, then what happens? A person is out of his mind at that time. And when Allah's crushing like this comes, then how terrible conditions take place. وَأَمَّا عَادٌ فَأُهْلِكُوا بِرِيحٍ صَرْصَرٍ عَاتِيَةٍ. اور وہ جو عاد تھے سو برباد ہوئے تھنڈی سناتے کی ہوا سے نکل جاوے ہاتھوں سے. And the people of Ad, they were also strong and mighty. Their bodies were very big, very healthy and strong. And they also used to say, who is there who is more powerful than us? But Allah had destroyed them. With what did Allah destroy them? With a wind. And this wind was what? Sar-sarin. Very, very cold. Icy wind. Very cold. We cannot imagine how cold it was. Atiya. It was not in control whatsoever. In fact, it was not even in control of the farishtas' hands. It was such a wind that they also could not control it. Yeah, a wind blows, and your topi wants to fly away, you take your hand, you catch hold of your topi. Or some other things are flying, you try and hold it. But that was such a wind that nothing could help them. All their armies and all their forces, they could not control. And today, hurricanes, tornadoes that come, there is nothing that can stop it. This man has got no power whatsoever, no matter how progressive man feels he has become, but he can do nothing. And in fact, the worst hurricanes come in America, and they are destroying or continuously battering all the places, and there is nothing left after that. So this is how, and this was not only that wind that came in that way. سَخَّرَهَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَبْعَ لَيَالٍ وَثَمَانِيَةَ أَيَّامٍ. مقرر کر دیا اس کو ان پر سات رات اور آٹھ دن تک. Allah had sent that wind to them for 7 nights and 8 days. Yeah, if this hurricanes, tornadoes come, they may be a few hours. At the most, they may be a night or a day. But this 7 days, 7 nights and 8 days continuously that wind, we cannot imagine. So a person must always keep in mind the great qudrat of Allah. Never think that I will take refuge here or there. The only place we can take refuge is with Allah Ta'ala. And the way to do that is to please Him, to fulfill His commands, and to stay away from His disobedience. Husuman, lagatar, continuously. Or that it cut them out right from their roots. فَتَرَ الْقَوْمَ فِيهَا صَرْعَى. پھر تو دیکھے کہ وہ لوگ اس پر بچھر گئے. Then you saw that the people were just scattered around. Just like if you throw where there are ants, and if you just have to put a fan on there, and how that ants will be scattered everywhere. People were scattered like that. Or you have an aeroplane crashing, and the people fall out, and they are scattered all around a vast area. people were just scattered around like that. كَأَنَّهُمْ أَعْجَازُ نَخْلٍ خَاوِيَةٍ. Goya would dand hai khajur ke khokle, and they were like the stems, the trunks of palm trees which were hollow from inside. That is, they all just fell. Those people who thought that we are so strong, their bodies really were very, very big and strong, but they were just looking like empty palm trees, stems and trunks, just lying around everywhere. فَهَلْ تَرَى لَهُمْ مِنْ بَاقِيَةٍ. پھر تو دیکھتا ہی کوئی ان میں کا بچا. Do you see any of them that their remains have remained? In fact, their history also has not remained. It is only through the Quran and Hadith that we know their history. Otherwise, there was nobody left to write their history also. Nothing was left. So the lesson here is that we must correct ourselves and we must be afraid of Allah's punishment. And that not that we go into such a condition that we stop making namaz also, we don't want to come out of our rooms also. No, we should come to that state that we obey the commands of Allah, please Him, then Allah's great favors will be on our side and we won't have to see any of these things. May Allah give us tawfiq.